Hi everyone, welcome to Simply Beaming's podcast. I'm here with Ganesh and the team. So today's podcast is, welcome, today's podcast is all about resilience through the non-breath. We're going to be doing a series of breath work with Hanuman, Shiva, Parvati, always Ganesh, and also some other energetic beings of wonderment, and including some of our co-hosts that will be going to join us in a subsequent series of podcasts. So the beginning of this is really when you think about the non-breath, the immediate thing I think about is resilience, creativity, co-creation, interconnectedness, source energy, and they're probably the primordial words that come to mind, but also the essence of what Om, beyond organic matter, is. It's that culmination of our cellular structure and the resonance that we understand on different levels, of each cell being pure light. Therefore, it's nomadic in its nature, yet very intensely focused when we're looking at a human form or a form in any form. The cellular structure is usually more condensed, but the cells that create that cellular structure are pure light. And when you let go of that density and allow yourself to just simply let go in your entirety, you actually can feel all your particles transgressing, diverging, and free-forming in a way, although those words don't really cover it. But it's just this, it's like looking through so many windows, but yet there's just the oneness of things. And nature does it. You know, I've for those of you who also experience that, because I know some of you do, where you can actually feel, you know, what is perceived as your human form actually co-create as the formlessness that is just the symbiotic community that is also nature, which is also the human form. And those cellular, those molecules are literally free-forming. And so one thing merges into another or morphs into another. So you'll feel the water that's cascading, you know, down through a stream or a creek or a riverbed. You can actually feel those water particles flow through what you feel is your human form. You could just feel that. So it's almost, to me, it's like being transparent, completely transparent, where you recognize that you're the nothingness, which is everything, and that nothingness is creating the water particles that that you see when you're looking at a riverbed or a creek bed or something like that, or a waterfall flowing through. You know, just you can feel that symbiosis. It's not an easy thing to describe in the way you actually experience it, but for those of you who have some sort of concept of that, and some of you have actually experienced that in microseconds, but it's just so fleeting, you barely recognize that you've experienced it. And the other co-host is nature itself. I just got prompted by my eucalyptus trees. It's just really funny because I was prompted to do this podcast, like I was busy doing something, as you are when you're busy. And anyway, I forgot to mention. And so, you know, the thing about the eucalypts in Australia anyway, they're such an old, old tree, indigenous to the land, and, and so they have this incredible sound wave. I love it, but then I love everything about nature. There's just not one thing, including the leeches. Although they're not always very comfortable to have on you as they're sucking your blood. But, you know, the thing is that everything has a participation that is so highly valued in the ecosystem. And as part of a resonance of an ecosystem, recognizing that interconnectedness that is also the cellular structure that takes of a human form is just really exciting. And when you dive deeper into your expansion of what you are and really let go of your perceptions and your belief systems around what's possible, you really start to experience all that is. And it's so exciting. And I'm so excited to share this kind of understanding, but also the liberation of what that that brings to an everyday life when you're really the celebration of life itself in all its forms. And it takes you out of that stuckness that sometimes we can feel in different parts of our day, life, whatever, where you get caught up in the fiscal nature of things or any drama that's going on, because it's not sort of existing in the way that we sometimes get caught up in daily life. And so the more you can let go and just be present as this, the more you're surrendering all the other chaos into the abyss, you know, and so that's a state of well-being. And so, but also you become very cognitively aware of the community of nature, that nature really is. And so I really love it, because just I think the last couple of podcasts, you know, I did get this prompt to say nature will be the one that's also co-hosting. And I completely forgot to about that. And so I really get excited when a series of the species, you know, because there's so many eucalypts, there's like 700 to 800, but there's actually more, you know, and some of them are hybridizing that we haven't yet discovered, and then some, you know, just, you know, don't have a front seat in the way we understand the nature of the beautiful eucalyptus. And they're not the only ones, you know, you've got your Ergophorus and so many other species of plants. But since it was a eucalypt that voiced itself, I'm making mention of that many times, as you can hear. But that's exciting. So, I'll let go, and the eucalyptus can, yes, you know, so the thing that what Isis is actually saying here is that the community of nature can choose very consciously, you know, the form that it's going to communicate with and connect to that which is able to communicate that in a language that humans resonate with. Although, darlings, we know that a lot of you aren't resonating with what we're seeing right now. So, you know, it's okay. It doesn't matter. But there are some that do. And since we value every single being, every single human being, then, you know, whether it's one or a million or 2 million or billions of people, everyone who resonates with what we're saying is so integral to the whole. And we honor the nature of this world, you know, we honor it greatly. And it's a privilege to be able to allow, you know, the species, you know, the eucalypt to come through and have a language speak with you. And that's an unusual to say it, but that is what it's like. It's a language within itself, and it speaks, you know, and so that is the two words put together, you know. So we don't always speak colloquial English, so be aware of that. So, you know, the eucalyptus is saying, you know, when you resonate, like the bottle tree here in Australia, you know, it has a very ancient neuron in it that is like the seed, like the pineal gland in the brain waves of the human form. You know, there's a neuron within the calibration of eucalypt that is, you know, beyond what you understand thus far with your hyphae, and you see it differently, and the mycelium. So, you know, that's now becoming the forefront in many things, and, you know, so many people love fungi, and that is super exciting. And, you know, the eucalyptus will say there's particular fungi that it, you know, is interconnected with, but it also relies on that for its healthy and elements of, you know, vital life force. You know, so here in Australia, you get dieback, and so there's a fungi that, or there's more than one species of fungi that actually, you know, fortifies that gum tree, that eucalypt, so it's less likely to get the dieback, you know. So there's all those interconnectedness, but within that, there's the communicative nature. And so the eucalypt is desiring to share that, you know. And, you know, so it's funny because Ganesh is talking as well. But we can pick up on people's thoughts as we're speaking. And so we get that it's hard for people to get that something can communicate to someone and just be part of a podcast. But, you know, I just think of, well, many years ago, people used to think the world is flat. And I had this conversation with someone on site the other day, and it's hard for people to get that, you know, because there's a perception. But as you surrender your perceptions and let go and allow yourself to just simply become the abyss consciously, you're always the abyss anyway, then, you don't have any preconceived ideas. You're open to what is. And so what we're sharing is the isness that's present right here, right now. You know, 10 minutes away from now, it may not be here, but it is here right now. So that is really how it calibrates. And since Isis, you know, works and lives within nature in every way, in every element, then, you know, it's a natural, you know, anticipation within her that this is not only probable, but it's necessary, you know. So, and it's an interconnectedness that is part of the vital life force that, you know, oscillates within this human form that's speaking to you, even though there's so many beings that are a collective consciousness anyway. So the roots of the eucalyptus are the mycelium of life itself. So they are grounding, and there's some really ancient eucalypts in Australia, and they're really empowered beings. So, you know, our indigenous people are in Australia, that are in Australia, that, you know, their self-discovery is a really exciting journey because they're starting to, you know, share the voice of their knowledge. And, you know, there's so many that are open to being part of that because so many people really miss that kanini, that connection to the land. And, you know, when you connect to the land, no matter where you are born or where, how you feel you've birthed into this world, you know, that connection to the land is pivotal. It's not only grounding, but it's also a dance of the elements within the form and all forms. So the eucalypt mirrors that connectivity. And, you know, when you really embrace that, you know, I just can't go out into the forest without hugging a tree. And, you know, sometimes she sees vandalism where people have carved their initials because they need to put an ownership and mark their territory, you know, which, you know, we've not really understood why people do that, but we get that people do. But, you know, why do it? You know, why not just, you know, love it rather than scarring it just to show that you have been somewhere. So, but, you know, it's something to be aware of maybe. But so the eucalyptus provides many things within the ecosystem, as do all things in nature provide an ecosystem. It, you know, it has the sheltering aspect, it has the habitat aspect, it has the nutrient density that when it drops a limb, you know, and it has the intelligence, you know. So if there is not enough nutrients going into it, it will consciously choose to drop leaves, then it will consciously choose to drop a branch to recharge its energetic field. You know, we could have said aura then, you know, but we know some of you, you know, a little bit ill at ease with that. So you decide what words that resonate with you, because you all have your own language with that. We will just pluck words out that we know that have a vibration of understanding that maybe you will relate to. So you've got the canopy. Some are more open in their canopy. You know, some of them have a vast oil sensitivity within them that's pivotal to the elements within a habitat. And so you have different species feed off those flowers and pollinating and things like that. So you may be wondering how that, you know, why that is even being shared. Well, our ecosystems are sounding out to you all, you know, in love and light. It is what it is. You know, these are, that it expresses through love and light. And, you know, it's interesting because Isis was on site the other day and she was, you know, sharing some of this, and it was a real mental mind game with, you know, some people, because, you know, this thing about feeling pain, not feeling pain. And so many people associate things from a human element, but a human element connected as nature is different to the human element disconnected from nature. So it's not always an easy thing to share the wonderment of what nature truly is as a fruitful being when there's a disconnect from nature. And even those people who work with nature often live in their limited construct of what nature is, like an object to be studied rather than an immersion into oneself. And so what we are is an immersion into the primordial isness that is connected, and is connected not through anything other than being the creative force and the vital life force that is nature itself. So the dance of the elements is something that is experienced through all forms, every form, be it an inanimate object like a boulder or a rock, a cliff face, because that has the nature spirit as well. And there's a whole thing around what animals feel pain, what they don't, and that's coming from a disconnect in a mindset. You know, it's not coming from a connection, it's coming from a disconnect. And we wanted to really express that very, very clearly, because it's something that came up recently in a conversation that Isis was having with someone where it was very hard, and there was this degrading of like degradation in pain tolerance, you know, because it was like whether it was a cold species and what they feel. And I think because one of the things we know is the understanding of what, you know, because humans are seen as feeling pain in a certain way, and then some species in life feel pain, or maybe it's said that they don't, but everything feels and knows what the intention is from another, no matter what form, you know. So if there's an intention to cause ill will or harm, then it's known within the form that that's directed at, no matter what form. So just by that very awareness of intention, it causes a fracturing of the vital life force. So, you know, for those of you, you know, who have a very open heart, you can feel the, you know, the watering eyes because your heart is wide open. So it feels the resonance of what something as nature and is nature will experience, you know. And so that very intention is something to be aware of without getting caught up in it, but being aware of it, because, you know, whatever you do to something is also an expression of doing to oneself. And that is a really important point that we wanted to make. And so the eucalyptus is, you know, so excited to be. And so we could say Isis is really excited. We could say Ganesh is really excited to be here. And then we're saying a eucalyptus is very excited. We could say any species, but since that's the one that's brought itself forward, we're saying that. And then someone else would then say, well, what do you mean? How could it feel excited? Are you saying like a human being? And this is the conundrum that people often, you know, the researchers, the, you know, with all the scientific proving of things, and, you know, there's a biophysicist or a molecular biologist, and there's, you know, there's so many titles, we won't go into them, that has this great, wonderful understanding, and she works with crystal bowls and singing bowls, that sort of thing, and, you know, has a wonderful understanding of how the cells are vibrating and how they oscillate. So there is no gap between the cells of in nature, whatever form it's taken within nature, and what is felt in the cellular structure as a human form. So when your heart is wide open as a human being, then you really sense, truly sense nature in its element as a communicative being in any form. And therefore, your heart resonates on such a frequency that you just get it, you know, and that communication is just present, you know, because it goes beyond word, but then it can create words to formulate a way of connecting. But not always. It doesn't have to use words. It's, you know, human beings like to use languages in that way, but there's many languages. But the language that is unifying is that primordial essence of love, what real love is, with no conditions, no strings attached. It is simply the primordial isness that just expresses itself in so many ways and just is incredibly giving, you know. And, you know, and then you start to, when you go into nature, you feel it first rather than mentally construct it. You know, for those in the field, you wouldn't understand that because, you know, you have to learn the botanical names. And obviously that's a very big insight to in the certain professions. You know, you have to be able to identify that. But for those of you who come from the heart center, that's sort of the bottom of what you experience, because you're feeling the wholeness of it. And so when you start labeling things, it's something definitely is a wonderful tool to communicate, but it's not the only one. It's used to help people understand what species are in a particular ecosystem, but then you can go beyond that and you can feel the essence and the energy flowing from one form to another that's totally in a symbiosis of not, you know, pure connectivity, but also creativity. And it's a very different understanding, completely different understanding. And then you really get that the names just disappear from your consciousness because it's irrelevant in that particular nanosecond that you're feeling it. It completely, you know, it's just not relevant because the pure presence is streaming through you and really it's of no consequence, you know, what name, because you can just feel the vibration oscillating and it's super exciting. And that doesn't take away from those, you know, in the professional or out who just love to understand the botanics of things and botany and understand the names and, you know, all that comes with it. But there are many, just like there's layers of vegetation, there's many layers of frequencies within that. And for those who resonate beyond the labeling of things, it's a, you know, we really want to do a huge shout out to you because Isis is sometimes up, you know, has this awareness around other people because it's a demand of you in that professional capacity to be able to identify in a very, what is constantly a limitation for her, but for those people, it's a necessity if you feel that, you know, for they, the expectation is that you know that you have to know them in order to know anything. But from where consciousness is, that's a passing trend because, you know, it changes according to your awareness. So, but the energy understanding is timeless, you know. And so now the eucalyptus is gone. So it's really, I love it. I have the privilege to be working in nature pretty much every day on a physical, on a very cellular structure in a human form that's often not human, but appears human. But then, and then what is human anyway? But then the energy that streams through really transcends it and just goes to liquid water and just expresses as soon as I'm in the field working with nature. My brain goes to ether and I just feel the whole time. And it's like raining in, you know, the memory banks to trigger an identification of something. Not because it's not there, but because I just am so happy. The happy endorphins have taken over. And I just get so excited just to be around my friends, which is the trees and the birds and bees and, you know, and I work with specialists who are just incredible people that just, you know, there's someone who's just, you know, knows his birds inside and out and he just will say, that's a bat and that's that. And I'm up in the bird, flying with the bird and, you know, picking out insects. I don't care the name that I'm, you know, being called. So it, you know, it's just, it's all valid and it's all amazing, but one doesn't negate the other. And I feel really privileged and excited to just, you know, be in the ether and allow, you know, have that community of nature in a language that is timeless, because that's where we come from, definitely in Simply Blooming. My goodness, Ganesh, I, you know, I don't know how you all go, but we always get asked our age. I mean, I'm sure there's many of you who resonate with that. And, you know, I just don't have one. And that's what, when you come from the timelessness and that's your embodied energy, you just don't have it. It makes no difference what's on your driver's license because it just doesn't exist in your reality. It's just a process that people feel. But, you know, since this body had a walk-in experience like 30 years ago, there's not the time was right when I say that, but it was such a long time ago, it sort of stopped being relevant way back then. Otherwise, we could say right now we're like 5 seconds old, you know, or it's 5 seconds young, whichever you want to say. So this is the thing about birthing. Your cells are renewing and always. And when you're in a state of well-being and all your endorphins are just so happy and delighted about being present, because it's so exciting being present in a form in Gaia, with Gaia as Gaia. There's just so much to be grateful for and so much to... I had one of our co-hosts, Vishnu, from the UK, a professor over there, he said, so I know what you said to me, Isis, why, you know, so what is it why did you come? And my instant response was to live a happy life. You know, that was it. You know, I'm not here to teach everyone or do anything other than just really thrive and be really happy. And my happy place is not only being with Ganesh, because that's an eternal existence with us, and I get just, you know, family and you know, a sacred space within the space, so to speak. But also, you know, to be as nature is just everything, you know. And I, you know, it's my breath, it's my air, it's my ether, it's my water, it's my fire, it's everything. And so in other podcasts, Hanuman is going to be starting to talk about the herbology of the breath and dive deeper into the bushcraft and the analogy of what bushcraft really means on a cellular frequency. He's not going to go into naming of plants, because around the world there's botanical names, and you yourselves can, a lot of you that are interested in this would be researching yourselves and having a deep dive into that, or people who love to get into permaculture or any of those ways of living as a lifestyle, you know, you'd be diving into that. So it's more on the energetic threading of the chemistry of nature itself, and how that is a synergistical nature within our human form, that you become the botanics of your own adventure. And that's really exciting. And then Parvati and Shiva are going to be going deep diving into the nadis, the nabi, which is the around your belly button, but not, you know, because you're not, you don't have a like a dartboard, and that's not the center of your dartboard. It's simply, remember, your body is an energetic motion, and that, you know, it's perceived, but we'll just, for want of a way of expressing, it's around your navel, your belly button, but not always there for some of you. We, you know, so be open to where your being shares itself. And so your nadis, you know, streaming from your nabi, that epicenter, wherever that is within your formlessness to form, will infinitely show you its streaming of vital life force in different ways, which is pure creativity, like in the purest sense of what creativity is, you know. And it's no strings, totally unconditional, and always in delight of itself. Thrilled to be here and being creative and being in a form at all, in a participation that's in a density that presents, you know, itself, and to share in the wonderment of life itself. It's so exciting. So, and then we have a podcast coming up with Tira, Sasha and Vishnu from the UK. And we'll be deep diving with Sarasvati with that. So Sasha is an amazing musician. Tira has just this beautiful connection with people and the forest in Ohio. And that's a beautiful place. And Vishnu with his beautiful gift of languages. He's incredibly talented. So Sarasvati will be the main host of that next podcast. Obviously the goddess of wisdom, knowledge, and you know, the arts, and which is within every single person, even those people who don't think that they have a creative bone or whatever in their body. You, everyone does. It's just knowing what that is. And then myself and Ganesh and the team will be sharing the art of dance, and or dance, however you like to say it, and the importance of allowing your rhythmic self to be center stage in your own life. So we're going to be sharing that, and we'll be doing it in a series because the podcast won't be going as long. We've tried to shorten them. So we'll do that over in stages, but lots to look forward to. And always be aware that you have direct source energy connectivity, and to be aware that you can have a chat to anyone in any form, in any vital life force, always as a direct energy of light source. Namaste from all of us here in Simply Blooming. We look forward to sharing and meeting with you in any given microsecond, always. Namaste for now.